Hello, everyone. Welcome to another BritCent podcast. I'm Sam, and I'm here with.
Helena, nice to meet you, everyone.
Nice. And how are you doing today, Helena? Has it been a busy day, normal day? What's it been like?
It's been pretty busy. I've been packing lots of suitcases and enjoying the lovely sunshine. How about you, Sam?
It's been pretty average, a little bit busy. But like you said, I'm enjoying the sunshine at the moment. I think it might be a little bit hotter where you are, further south in England. But actually, here in Cambridgeshire, it's quite nice. Has it felt quite hot today where you are?
Yeah, it has actually. It's been really lovely. Lots of lovely sunshine. No clouds in the sky. Hopefully, it stays that way, though.
Absolutely. Well, good luck with all the packing.
Thank you.
The listeners might not know, but you're moving quite soon. A lot of stuff to do, I'm sure. But I'm sure you'll get it sorted. And today we're going to be talking about kids' characters. So characters that are designed for kids, that are watched by kids or read about by kids. And so obviously we have a lot of different kids' characters in the UK. And we have some which I think every person in the UK knows about or watched or read about when they were younger or saw in films, movies. And so, can you think of any particular examples, Helena, of characters, especially like British kids' characters, which most kids in the UK know about?
Well, I'm a massive fan of Wallace and Gromit. I think they're amazing, actually, one of my favourites. And even as an adult, I enjoy watching them. I loved watching them when I was a kid, though. I find them really funny, and the characters are very well designed. Yeah, they're great for the whole family, actually. For parents, kids, grandparents, cousins. Yeah, what do you think, Sam?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love Wallace and Gromit too. For those of you who don't know, it's basically a show about kind of a professor who's a bit crazy and his dog. So the professor is called Wallace and the dog is called Gromit. And they're meant to come from the north of England. I think Yorkshire, off the top of my head, but I'm not sure. And what kind of stuff do they usually do that you remember?
Yeah, so usually they have a mystery they have to solve, usually involving animals. But my favourite character is Gromit, the dog, actually. Although Wallace is great, and so are some of the others, Gromit's just a timeless character. He's just very quirky and fun, and I think he'll always be timeless.
Exactly, yeah, because I think the first film, they're mostly films, came out about maybe like 30 years ago, maybe more than that. And like you said, they are just timeless characters, and kids and adults actually really enjoy them nowadays because they're also quite funny films for adults. There's a lot of, funny moments that people of all ages can enjoy. And I think we also have some other characters which are mostly for younger children. Can you think of any particular British kids' characters which are more for like quite young kids?
So I think another popular series is Thomas the Tank Engine. That's quite a popular one. And if I'm not mistaken, your son is a big fan, Sam?
Yes, yeah, he absolutely loves trains
Wow.
of all kinds, but he loves Thomas the Tank Engine the most, I think. And I've probably got about 10, or he's got 10 Thomas the Tank Engine toys.
Oh, wow.
And they're all the same, just a blue train with like a smiley face, but different sizes. And some of them like can go on tracks and some of them do different things. But yeah, he absolutely loves Thomas the Tank Engine.
You'll have to collect the whole set.
Exactly. Yeah. Because there are lots of other characters too. And he really wants to get them all. So it's a bit like Pokemon in that way. But yeah, Thomas the Tank Engine is definitely another character who I think, most British kids know about, British people know about, and is timeless. He's been around for a very long time too. We also have, for example, Peter Rabbit.
Eat a rabbit.
Yeah, originally, I think he came from the Beatrix Potter books.
Yes.
So these are kids' books which came out a long time, maybe over 100 years ago now. But yeah, what kind of vibe and what kind of things does Peter Rabbit have, do you think?
Beatrix Potter, she's one of my favourite authors of all time. Actually, and you're right, it's over 100 years old, I think. She really brings the characters to life. I like it how she talks about simple animals, simple animals from the countryside, like cats, rabbits, foxes, badgers, and many more. Yeah, she shows how they live and the local environment as well, and just some funny little conversations between them and problems, and their problems with the local farmer as well. The local farmer really doesn't like the rabbits eating his carrots. That's an ongoing theme throughout her books. I love her depiction of the rabbits, though. She describes them as hopping around in little red jackets. Do you have a favourite character, Sam?
Yeah. Do you mean in Beatrix Potter books, or do you mean in general?
Yes, or in general.
So I think for me, in Beatrix Potter books, to be honest, it probably was just Peter Rabbit.
Sure, yeah. Why not?
He's like the main guy, and he has lots of fun, but like you said, he's a bit naughty and causes problems for farmers and things, but he's also
very naughty.
Exactly. He's kind of a rebellious character, but also very, you know, cute, and people love him, so he's probably my favorite. You know, I also enjoyed Fireman Sam when I was younger.
Oh yeah.
Who's another character. He's a fireman who puts out fires. The books are focused on his job and what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And he's called Sam. So that's obviously...
That's a no-brainer.
Exactly. So when I was younger, I loved that and still do. So I think we have so many kids' characters in the UK who are timeless, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite different nowadays. We still have these characters, but there are also some newer, different characters in kids' TV shows and kids' books. Can you think of any newer characters, maybe from when your son was younger?
Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom was a popular one. It was about some fairies who lived in and looked after a garden. So it was really sweet. And it was also about the countryside. But I'm not sure if it's so popular now. Does your son watch that one?
Yeah, it's interesting. You mentioned that and he doesn't. So maybe it's not quite as popular now. So that kind of shows that some characters are just popular, you know, for a few years or for a bit of time, and then other ones become more popular than them. So I don't think I've heard of them very much. Yeah, I know there are some other ones which are a bit more common now, and certainly Peppa Pig is probably the most famous
Peppa Pig
British one. Yeah, how would you describe Peppa Pig, and why do you think she's such a popular kind of British TV kids character?
I think she's quite relatable, although many parents all around the world say they find the voice a little annoying when it's overplayed, of course. But overall, I think it's great entertainment for kids and for the whole family, actually. It's very relatable.
Definitely.
It teaches kids how to be healthy and maybe a little bit naughty too, but all in good fun. They go to the dentist, to the doctors, go out to the park on holiday. And I think it's great because it draws on everyday experiences that families have together. So it's very popular throughout.
Yeah. And I think, like you said, although her voice is really annoying for adults, she's very relatable, and kids can recognize maybe their experiences in life when they watch Peppa Pig. Mm. And, you know, there are things which happen which they probably recognize, like you said, like going to the dentist, stuff like that. And so I think, yeah, she's definitely the most popular British kids TV character at the moment. There are also some others which are very popular in the UK which aren't British, which come from other countries. Have you recognized or seen any of these characters from other countries originally which are popular in the UK?
The only one I can think of right now is Dora the Explorer. She's been around for quite a while, actually. And the programme's very famous for teaching children Spanish. It's such a lot of fun as well. I used to love watching that with my son. It's multilingual, and it's great for teaching a language. There aren't many programmes, or there especially weren't when my son was younger. So he used to watch it when he was younger, although he's a little too old for it now.
Yeah, and did he learn some Spanish from Dora the Explorer?
Yeah, it definitely contributed to his learning in Spanish. It made it fun. And I think seeing it spoken in a fun, entertaining context, like solving mysteries with her friends and things like that, it made my son want to learn Spanish even more. Plus the fact that the other kids in his nursery and class wanted, they wanted to watch it as well, and they were watching it. So yeah, I think it was a really lovely starting point. So he didn't feel like he was the only one. And I think a lot of children sometimes stop speaking another language because they feel a little bit isolated. So it was really lovely. It was a good choice. How about your son, Sam? Does he watch any bilingual programs?
My son watches some shows in Cantonese, which is quite easy now. Just on Netflix, you can change the language for like any or almost kids' TV shows. Yeah, he watches stuff like Postman Pat in Cantonese sometimes, even though it's a British TV show. He watches, I think, Mighty Pups.
Okay.
Is another one, another modern kids' TV show in Cantonese, which is great. Yeah, it's a really useful way to learn other languages and things like that.
Mm.
But he also watches a show called Titi Po.
Okay.
Which I just wanted to mention because it's another train show. So he absolutely loves trains. It's interesting because it's a Korean show. I didn't know that because my son watches it in English or Cantonese, but originally it's in Korean. So it just shows how nowadays kids watch TV shows from all sorts of different countries in all sorts of different languages, which I think is really interesting and helps kids get to know different cultures and languages better. So what would you say are some important characteristics of kids' characters? What do you think a good kid's character needs to be popular or to be good for kids?
So I think a kid's character should be accessible. Accessible in the sense that kids can relate to them and feel like they have something in common with them. So they might have had a busy day at nursery or have helped their parents make some cookies. I'm thinking of Peppa Pig here. But seeing those repeated in their characters can really make them relate to their characters and want to watch them even more. The characters should also be kind, funny. Funny is very important as well, making them laugh. Yeah, I also wanted to mention about, I think it's really important that characters who do sign language as well, or Makiton, for example. So I think that's really important for kids who use sign language and other languages as well, or also have other things too. So yeah, I think those characteristics are really, really important. I think like an inclusive character.
Yeah, well, the ones you mentioned, especially characteristics which are like suitable or right for certain kids or certain age groups. So I think, of course, kids' characters need to be age appropriate. So they need to be right for kids. You know, you can't have like a very scary or violent character for young kids.
No.
Because that would not be age appropriate. But I think, like you mentioned at the start there, they definitely need to be friendly and positive usually. Yeah, in English, we might say that kids' characters need to be chummy. So they need to be friendly to others and they need to be nice to other characters and other people in the show or in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't really want a nasty, rude, unpleasant character for kids.
No.
Well, I know parents and adults definitely don't want their kids to be watching a rude or nasty character. So I think they definitely need to be friendly and chummy.
Yeah.
I think that's a really important characteristic. Are there any other things which you think are really important for characters?
Oh, I'd just like to add, Sam, about how the character could rub off on the child. I think it's important they're not angry or violent as well. And they should be teaching them how to be kind or caring, how to reach out to others. My son's older now, so his interests have been changing and they're not the same as they were when he was younger. But he likes things now like Camp Cretaceous, which is a bit like Jurassic World with dinosaurs. And that's age appropriate for his age now, but it wouldn't have been when he was younger. So it's not age appropriate for younger, very young audiences, because it could be a little bit scary, maybe. Yeah, I like it because it teaches things like teamwork, working together. And I think it's also been interesting seeing how his tastes have developed over the years as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's always interesting to see how their taste develops in terms of characters that they like. And like you said, it's definitely important for kids' characters to teach positive values. I think that's something which most parents would agree on. So, yeah, I mean, we've mentioned a lot about these characters. And when we've been talking about them, we've mentioned some interesting words and phrases, which I think we should talk about now. Firstly, one I mentioned just recently was chummy. If a person or a character is chummy, it generally means that they're friendly and positive, and that they get on well with other people or other characters. So, yeah, can you think of an example where it's important to be chummy with other people in life or in the real world?
I think when you start something new, like a new class, a new university course, lots of our students will be starting those, just on moving house as well. You have to be chummy with the people around you. You should be likeable, open, able to make a connection with someone else. So in that context, I think it could be very useful to be chummy.
Definitely, exactly. Yeah, that kind of situation where you're meeting new people, starting something new, it's important to be chummy with others. But to be honest, I mean, it's important, I think, in most situations to be chummy and friendly with other people. And it's definitely a word we use when we are talking more informally to other people. It's not a very formal word that we would use, like in a business meeting to describe somebody, for example.
Yeah.
So we also mentioned the word age appropriate to describe characters. If a character is age appropriate, as I mentioned earlier, it means it's suitable or it's right for a specific age group, for a specific group of people who are one age or another age. And so we mentioned all these kids characters, and some of them are great for very young kids, and some of them are better for slightly older kids. So that means that a character like Peter Rabbit, for example, is age appropriate for maybe kids who are 3, 4, 5. But Wallace and Gromit might be more age appropriate for kids like who are 7, 8, 9, maybe a little bit older. Yeah, can you think of any other situations where we might use the term age appropriate to describe something?
You've got me there. Yeah, recently he watched Lord of the Rings, actually. He wasn't allowed to when he was younger. He kept asking if he could watch it. But now he's older, he was able to watch that and he really enjoyed that. I think things like The Hungry Caterpillar are age appropriate for babies, toddlers. But something like Charles Dickens wouldn't really be age appropriate for a toddler, for example.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's a great example of Lord of the Rings might be age appropriate for maybe a teenager or a bit older. And Charles Dickens too would be more age appropriate for older kids or teenagers or people. So it's an adjective we use a lot to describe those kinds of things and situations. And I know you mentioned the word timeless, Helena. How would you describe the word timeless?
Well, I think it's describing something not affected by the process of time passing or by changes in fashion. I mean, fashions change a lot, but timeless means it doesn't change. For example, Oliver Twist is a timeless British classic. It's a more formal expression. Yeah, it's used more in art and literature. Can you think of anything timeless?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking about how we sometimes use it to describe music or musicians who make timeless music. So some music sounds like it came from the 1980s, like you know it comes from that time. But some music sounds like it is from any time, really, or it still sounds appropriate and relevant. I was thinking of like Bob Dylan, and his songs are timeless, in my opinion.
Yes.
People who are, you know, 80 years old love them. People who are, you know, 18 or 20 or much younger love them as well. And so they never seem to get old, in my opinion.
No, I agree.
Yeah, he could say he wrote some timeless songs. And I think you also mentioned a really useful phrase, bring something to life.
Yes.
Yeah, how would you describe bringing something to life?
Bring to life. I think it means to make something feel more real, more alive, even if it's imaginary. We often use it for puppets, cartoons, drawings, things like that, animations. And I think, for example, things like Dora the Explorer really brings Spanish to life. The Muppets really, they were really brought to life by their voice actors. Yeah, can you think of any examples of bringing something to life?
Yeah, sure. So I think, for example, when somebody tells a story, it might be like an anecdote or something from their life, and they're telling it to other people. If they bring that story to life, then it means that they describe it really well and they make it sound interesting and exciting and realistic, like you said. So one of my friends is an actor, and so he's really good at bringing a story to life. So when I tell like a little story about something funny that happened to me, maybe I don't always tell it in a very exciting way, but my friend is really good at bringing those kinds of stories to life and explaining them, describing them really well.
Wow, it's a skill.
Definitely. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to our podcast, and we hope that it's helped you to understand a little bit about what kids' characters are like in the UK and in general. And we've talked about some really good ways to describe them. Take care, and we will speak to you soon.
Take care, everyone. I hope you enjoyed our podcast. Bye.